Well, it is 8:35 here on Connect FM, and it is really all about shopping local. Hey, every other Friday, we get to do our Chamber Connections podcast, our Two Boys Chamber of Commerce, Jody August. Who do we have this morning? We always get to learn about somebody new.
Yes, we do. Thanks, Brittany. We appreciate you having us here. We do this podcast every other Friday, and we have a full schedule through the end of this year to get to learn about local business. And today we have Steve and Rhett Stoltz from Stoltz Family Dealerships. And I'd like to welcome these gentlemen here because they are the recipients of our Community Cup Award through the Greater Dubois Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, gentlemen.
Thank you, ladies. Glad to be here.
Yes. Yeah. Well, congratulations. I was going to say 2 weeks ago, we had Linda Crandall from Merle Norman, who was the recipient of the Small Business of the Year Award. And you guys are the recipient of Community Cup. Big congratulations there. That's quite an accomplishment.
It's a great honor. We're very proud to have received the award and also very proud of our employees that helped us earn it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. If it's not one thing that we've appreciated through the last year, year and a half, it has been the employees with the companies that we work for. So, gentlemen, to get started, though, can you give us a background on Stoltz Family Dealerships and maybe how it came about in our community?
Sure. The Stoltz family name has been in the car business for a long time. Started with my grandfather in 1925 in Patton, PA. My father was then a Ford dealer in Phillipsburg, PA. And we moved to Dubois in the 70s, and he got out of the car business. And in 1986, he bought a small Chevy Buick store in Emporium, PA. And we took that store from a small store with about 8 or 10 employees and grew it. And finally, in 1992, 6 years later, we actually bought a Chrysler Dodge store in Dubois. It was the used star facility. At the same time that we bought that, unfortunately, my dad passed away at a very young age. We had, at that time, 5 owners in the business after my dad passed. Myself, my brother Todd, my brother Harry, and my 2 brother-in-laws, Greg and Barry. From 1992 forward, we grew and we grew and we grew some more. And now we have turned into 5 dealerships, 3 locations being Dubois, St. Mary's, and Countersport, and have approximately 100 employees. And we're very proud of the accomplishments that we've done, but we know that without the local area support, we would never have been able to do what we've done, and without our great employees.
Yeah, definitely. That is quite a journey. As a multi-generational family-owned business, that's a special kind of journey. How would you say your business has evolved over that amount of time?
Well, you know, I'd say I grew up in the business. I was there, you know, after school almost every day growing up, and especially from working there for the past 6 years or so now. The one thing that's really changed the business more than anything is the internet. You know, everybody shops online first nowadays. You know, before, back in the day, as far as I understand, at least, people would come to the building to shop. And now people come to the building and they already know exactly what they want. Big part of my role at the dealership is I'm the first line of defense for the customers, and I help out and talk to a lot of them, and they've been shopping online for months already. So we're happy to help, whether you're just starting your process or if you already know exactly what you want, we can help with both. But you know, you can probably, Dad, comment more on what we hold true to ourselves.
Well, a lot has changed, obviously, but a lot hasn't changed. I started selling cars when I was 15. We took care of the customer one at a time, whether it was in sales or service, and that hasn't changed. The internet has definitely changed our business. It's made it in some ways easier, but in some ways harder. We now sell cars to literally all over the U.S.
Yeah. We said that nice couple from Indianapolis.
Yeah, Rhett just sold a Hyundai over the internet to a couple from Indianapolis. We've sold cars as far as California.
Wow.
So a lot has changed in that regard. In 1986, when I started, you sold cars just in your immediate region. Now it's all over. The other thing that's changed is the cars themselves. They used to be more of a car and a machine. Now they're more of a computer. And they're harder to work on. And it takes a lot of skilled technicians to do that. And we have the right factory trained technicians for that. And we take pride in our service departments and how we take care of our customers.
Definitely. Can I throw in an extra little question here? Because as we're talking about the cars themselves, I just want to know personally from you guys, what are you driving currently?
Go ahead, Rhett.
I drive a Chrysler 300, and it is awesome. I love it.
And I'm currently driving a Ford F-150, but my ride changes
all the time.
almost weekly. So yeah. If we get a fresh trade-in that hasn't been cleaned or detailed or serviced yet, I might just be driving that, and that's what I'm doing currently.
Oh, that's fun. What are some of your favorite what would you call those features, I guess, in a vehicle that you're driving?
So with my 300, I got a heated steering wheel, and I can't live without it now. Like, ooh, in the winter, you don't have to put on gloves, you can get in the car anymore. It's unbelievable. Like, for anybody that has never tried a heated steering wheel, you got to try it because you won't be able to go back.
You're spoiled now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be more basic. When I started selling cars, air conditioning wasn't standard. Now it is, and I like air conditioning. But other than that, I'm pretty good with anything.
I love that air conditioning is your feature.
Well, imagine that. 1986, air conditioning was an option.
Yeah.
And a lot of cars didn't have it.
My favorite car was a Chrysler Cirrus, and that's probably the one that I had the longest. I don't know what I would do without heated seats, but I definitely want to try
heated steering wheel.
Heated steering wheel's great, yes, I'm telling you.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
try
nice
it out. Yeah.
And my favorite color was pewter. I don't know if that's still a color. It was like a silver,
yeah, silvery,
and it sparkled.
Well, the colors don't really change, just the names do.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There's, there's 50 different names for silver.
Yeah.
Nice.
And red and blue.
Yeah.
That's funny. Jody, do you want to speak a little bit about the Community Cup? Because that is such a big thing to be able to celebrate together.
Yes, I sure do. You know, the Community Cup is a business that is active in our community, is completely positive, shows effective performance, and you guys are most deserving of this year's award. You're a pillar in our community, you do a lot in our community, and you give to just about everything you can, especially where all the dealerships are located. Can you share with our listeners today how you do stay active and maybe what you have planned for this year, or what maybe what's one of your missions as a in our community?
First, I should say I wish my brother Todd was here. Me and Todd are the two owners now. Three of our owners have retired, and so now it's down to Todd and I. And one thing that is amazing to most people from the outside looking in is that we had five owners, three brothers and two brother-in-laws, and we've always got along very well. We don't necessarily agree on everything, but we always get along very well and have never had any problems. As far as the Community Cup goes, Todd has been working in Dubois full-time since the early 90s. I just work part-time in Dubois, and I work part-time in St. Mary's. But I, to speak to the Dubois area, we really take pride in helping out in the community. We serve on multiple boards, try to help out with any foundation or charity that we can. As far as giving back to the community, we are a strong believer in that. We have strongly supported all the firehouses, ambulances. In the last couple years, we found it more and more important to donate to the Christian food banks, the Salvation Army. Anytime there's a need, we try to reach as deep as we can into our pocketbook and help out that need. This year, we have a couple events coming up, the Clearfield County Fair. We sponsor the music at the Clearfield County Fair. Boy, I don't know, we've done it for years. End of September, Wounded Warrior 5K race starts at Toyota. All the benefits of that, all the money that we raise completely goes to Wounded Warrior. We buy the t-shirts, we buy the trophies, we do everything. We're always looking for new ways to help out in the community. And really, if you don't give back to your own community, you know, that's the whole reason you're really here in business. We love Dubois, we love the surrounding areas, and these communities have supported us, and we've been blessed through the years, and we feel very grateful for what we've had, and we want to continue to give back.
Wow, that is so well said.
Well, thank you.
I want to say it is deeply appreciated, and it is noticed, and I'm so glad that it's being recognized for all that you do.
Well, thanks. We're honored to have the award. Obviously, when you do things like this, the end goal isn't to get the award, but we are honored to have it and know that it's very much appreciated by us and our employees.
Well, as we wrap up, I know a lot of people might be listening who are maybe they themselves thinking about getting a car, so maybe with a heated steering wheel now that you've...
Definitely.
How do you tell people where Stoltz Family Dealerships is, and how can they contact you and the rest of the team?
Well, as my dad touched on, we have three locations. We're right on Beaver Drive in Dubois. We have our Toyota and our Hyundai, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram buildings. St. Mary's, we have our Ford location right on the Million Dollar Highway, and we also have the used car location in downtown Countersport. You can contact us, call any of our dealerships. I might be one of the guys you talk to. Like I said, I represent all the dealerships, and I spend most of my day on the phone. So give us a call. We're happy to help. And I do just want to add, you know, a lot of people have probably noticed the lack of inventory across all of our dealerships and pretty much every car dealership right now. Just because we don't have the perfect car for you on the lot, we can probably get it for you, or we can at least try our best. Whether it's new or pre-owned, we're happy to help, and just come on in, you know?
Tell them a little bit right about trade values right now.
Yeah.
If we can find a car that you want, why you should really consider it now.
Yeah, the market is hot, you know, the hottest it's been in a long time, especially for used cars. So if you're at all curious of what we could offer you for your car, or if you have the slightest inkling of trading in, if I'm being honest, now's the time to do it.
And the other thing we should mention is the fact that you very well can come to our dealership and we will try to meet all your needs. We have what's called the Used Value Center, which is budget-minded cars, and we go the whole way from that to quality pre-owned to all the new cars. And we try to stock all makes and models, but as most people have heard, the current chip shortage, as they call it, has really impacted our new cars.
Of course.
A lot of our new cars that are coming in now, people tell me all the time, geez, where's all your new cars? I say, well, they're coming in, but unfortunately for the people that are looking at the lot, most of them are sold before they even hit the lot.
Yeah.
So if you don't see what you want on our lot, which that's a good chance, come in and talk to us. We can reserve one of the units coming in and for our inventory, put your name on it, and when it comes in, you come in, you look at it, make sure you like it, and you take it home with you.
Or potentially build one to your exact specifications
build your own one
as well.
Yeah. Depending on the make or model, sometimes we're able to get them in 6 to 8 weeks, and sometimes it's longer, but we can order what you want.
That's great. That's just a sign of the quality of the customer service that you're able to offer. So thank you very much, both of you, for coming in this morning. That's Steve and Rhett Stoltz from Stoltz Family Dealerships. And big congratulations as well on the Community Cup.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And that is our Chamber Connection podcast here on Connect FM. You can also find it online after the fact. We'll have that updated shortly at connectradio.fm.